Welcome to the Left Brain Artist Podcast. I'm Suzanne Redman. This week I interviewed Craig McGinnis. Craig has been an artist in Palm Beach County, Florida for decades, and during that time, he has created a strong network of art contacts that he taps into for exhibits, collaborations, and income opportunities. Today I'm going to talk about how you can build your art business network too. First of all, let me tell you what I mean by an art business network. A network is all the connections you have made with people that can help your business. And of course, the connections go in both directions, as you can help other artists and businesses too. You can exhibit with artists, collaborate on art pieces, meet customers and collectors, and utilize the expertise of artists, like for photographing your art or for graphic design. Craig built his network by getting involved with group art shows, and later by providing outreach for an art supply store. He was meeting fellow artists and finding out what they do and how they sell their art. Let's first talk about group art shows. The best thing you can do is to get very involved with the show. What I mean by that is, if you're exhibiting at a one-week show, like a pop-up gallery, or a three-month show, try to be at the show as much as possible. Offer to volunteer at the show. Help them with the take-in of the art or setting up the space. Of course, you want to go to the reception because that's when you'll meet most of the artists, as well as the people who have come because they are interested in the art. Remember that a collector that was invited by another artist could very well become one of your collectors, so work the show. Greet people when they arrive. Introduce yourself. Talk about your art when people are interested. Talk to the other artists and find out where else they're showing and where they've sold their art. Stay for the entire reception. And go to the gallery on the non-reception days, too. If they're offering other events or they have regular hours, try to come then as well. Talk to the gallerists enough that you develop a relationship. If you're always there on time and you're helpful and talkative, that will increase your chance that you'll be asked back to that gallery. Craig also worked for an art supply store, and he met artists when they came into the store and when he went out into the community doing outreach. Don't knock this idea, because retail is a great way to fit in hours between making and showing your art. And besides that, you'll probably get a bit of a discount for your own art supplies. But also think of the other places where you could work and meet other artists. How about local art schools? You could teach your art in classes or demos. You could work part-time at art galleries, museums, or gift shops. Anywhere you can find other artists and art collectors would be beneficial to you. Joining artist groups is another great place to meet artists. I talked about that in episode 2, so be sure and go back and listen to that on my podcast. Artist groups often provide many good opportunities. You could do a demo of your art techniques, which is great practice if you want to teach classes. You'll hear about the exhibits and shows the other members are doing. There may be discounts for entering the shows that the group offers, and you'll see demos and hear talks about other artists and their businesses. You'll also find that you can utilize other artists to help with aspects of your business. I recently went to an event where a photographer was set up to take headshots of everyone. That was a nice bonus of attending the event. I also learned of a lawyer that an artist uses to create and review contracts for her. Getting a recommendation of a lawyer who's actually worked with artists was much better than me just cold calling lawyers. I've also been to a meeting where one of the photographers offered free photographing of up to 4 pieces of your art. Of course, you want to get good photos made of all your art, but getting 4 for free enables you to see the quality of the shots so that you could then determine if you wanted to hire that photographer to do more. Artists have so many talents beyond the art that they're trying to sell, so keep your eyes and ears open. Many artists are often skilled in graphic design, so you may be able to find one who can design a logo or a postcard for you. I even know a couple artists who design websites, which is great because artists will know what other artists need in their websites, and they'll know that they need to look creative and not stiff and corporate. You can also widen your network by attending other events that are not completely art-related. go to a few outdoor festivals and talk to the musicians, the coordinators, and of course the artists. Find out what it's like to show your work at an outdoor show and ask a lot of questions. Where did they get their white tent for their exhibit? How do they keep their artwork safe overnight when it's in a tent for a two-day show? How do they protect their artwork from high winds or rain? Can they share a tent with another artist? How do they use their phones or tablets to make sales? Can they do live painting on the stage, or is it just for music? And think about the other events you can attend where you might meet artistic people. What about fashion shows, concerts, cooking or baking competitions, restaurant openings, car shows, and large sporting events? All of these can be opportunities to add to your network. Just be flexible in your thinking and think about how you could collaborate with these people or somehow add visual art to their event. When planning which events to attend, you need to think of two things. Why are you going there, and are you ready to talk to other people about what you do? I've kind of talked about the why. You want to meet others who can be in shows with you. This can be other artists, but it can also be others for the show, like musicians or local restaurants or caterers. You're also going out to see if those places might be places where you'd like to show your work. See if your work would fit there. See if it's the same style or price range, and if your personality would fit with the gallery owner or other artists. So, are you ready to talk to people about yourself? Be prepared with an elevator pitch, which is simply a one-minute speech about you and what you do. Think about what you would say if you met a stranger and they said, "What do you do?" You should be ready with that answer. It should be short, clear on meaning, and you should be able to say it without stuttering or hesitating. I only say that because I've experienced that. If you haven't said, "I am an artist," out loud, then you're probably going to stumble over it. So practice it. What do you do? I host a weekly podcast where I interview artists about their art and their business. There, that's simple and to the point. Don't get all flowy and vague with your statement. Most people know what I mean when I say that. And most people think they wouldn't talk like that. But when you plan out your elevator pitch and you write it down, a lot of people get caught up in trying to write something that would get an A+ in creative writing or a poetry assignment. But that doesn't mean much when read out loud. So forget saying something like, "I listen to the flow of my heart and let my hands interpret my soul." Instead, say, "I use acrylics to paint the scenes and the people from my native country." That sentence gives enough information that the listener will be interested and ask for more. So prepare. Think about why you want to expand your network and how you will explain yourself to people you meet. Now, I'll go one step further with your networking. It's not all about what others can do for you. Think about what you can do for them. Those who help and support others will get support and recognition in return. Often, you'll work for someone else, and it isn't until later that you realize you're getting something in return. So be generous to others and see where it goes. Craig was working outreach to get more artist customers into his employer art supply store, but he benefited by meeting those artists and talking to them. Craig also started a think tank to figure out how to unite local artists and get national buyers in to see their art. Did Craig benefit by doing that? Absolutely. But so did the many artists who were also involved with that think tank and the organization that they formed later, Art Synergy. In my episodes 27 with Anthony Burks and 29 with Trina Slade Burks, they talked about the pop-up art galleries that they create. They provide art opportunities for dozens of local artists at each event. The artists are receiving a place to exhibit and sell their work and promotion of their work in the show. So don't just do it for yourself, do it for others too. Start monthly meetings, plan get-togethers, create a pop-up gallery, start an online group or page for exchanging information. See what you can do to meet other like-minded people who are working their art business and benefit from what they know, and they'll benefit from you. So far, I've really just been talking about expanding your network in person. Of course, you can also expand your network online, and that is important too. You don't need to be in a brick and mortar to sell your artwork anymore, and you don't need to just teach to people in your hometown. Now there's a huge network of teaching opportunities all over the world, as well as online classes. Utilize your social media of choice to meet artists from everywhere. I won't get into great detail here because you can find out how to better utilize Instagram or Twitter or Pinterest by talking to friends or taking a class. Do whatever it takes to get better at it. I talked to my friend's 20-something daughter about Instagram. She has thousands of followers and takes beautiful photos, so I knew she was doing something right. I'm no expert now, but I've learned how to post, when to post, and I've come up with some pretty good what's to post. Sure, I can be better, but in the few months since I started on Instagram, I've met many more artists, some I had heard of through their books or classes, and some I'd never heard of before. I've had online conversations with artists from New York, Rhode Island, North Carolina, Atlanta, and Australia. So yeah, keep up the online networking. Remember that a like or a follow could become your next art collaborator or customer or friend. I think I've given you some good networking ideas here today. Just remember that most networking that you do, you don't even realize you're doing it. Just relax and be yourself. But as Trina said in her episode, don't be afraid to ask. Ask someone for advice, ask them to work with you, and ask what you can do for them. And get out there. Go beyond your online connections and meet and talk to people in person. Tell your story and ask about theirs. Because believe me, there are so many interesting people in this world. Hopefully my podcast interviews have shown you that. For example, I talked to artist Nicole Galluccio, who actually went to school to get into medicine and medical illustration. And now she's a working artist who makes beautiful paintings of flowers. And how about Carrie Schmidt, who couldn't afford studio space in her expensive town? So she bought an old school bus and painted it and converted it to make it her mobile studio. And just this week, Craig McInnes told me about how he took his experience in faux finishing to set design, which after many steps, ultimately led to his being creative director of a large Halloween event with four haunted houses, filled with over 100 freaky cast members. Those are some great stories. So think about your story. Think about where you can tell it and go out and meet some interesting people. I hope you've enjoyed this episode of The Left Brain Artist. As always, if you like what you're hearing, leave me a review on iTunes. Subscribe to this podcast if you'd like, and you'll get each episode downloaded free every week. This podcast is created and produced by me. The music I use is from Squire Tuck. You can find a list and link to all my podcast episodes on my website, SuzanneRedman.com. I also include show notes for every episode, so be sure and check out that on my website. I've got photos of the artwork for every artist I've interviewed, as well as links to their websites. I'm Suzanne Redman. See you next time.